Thanks, Nachum. Straight ahead on the Tuesday morning jam in the AM Sports Update, Ramaz looks to ram through several finals. Upsets litter the knockout stages in all sports, and mostly familiar names find their way through on the diamond. All that and more. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weisselberg. We open serve on today's update with boys volleyball, where we have an upset on the way to the finals. 2 days after knocking off Hafter in straight sets in the quarterfinals, the SAR Sting upend the East top seed Flatbush Falcons in straight sets 21-13, 14, and 16 to advance to their third straight final, where they will meet up with the winner of TABC and the season's freight train, Ramaz, in their contest on Wednesday night. Should Ramaz win, it would set up a rematch of last year's final and would also pit Ramaz against the last team to hand them a defeat. Moving over to soccer, where the upsets continue, within a matter of minutes of each other on Sunday night, Bergen County saw two surprise results as Ramaz knocked off TABC and Kushner upended Frisch, both by 4-3 margins. This will mark the first final that has not seen either TABC or Frisch compete since 2017, when the league was won by the Kushner Cobras. Over in girls varsity, the Cobras were not as fortunate, getting walloped by Frisch by the score of 8-0. The defending champions will now await the winner of tonight's contest between Heschel and Mayanote to determine their last obstacle to a repeat. Continuing with the Ramaz theme, the Rams will find themselves in another final, but not one that would have been anticipated a year ago. A 4-4 squad barely qualifying for the playoffs in 2023, Ramaz now finds themselves fighting for a girls' hockey championship for the first time since 2019, following a 3-2 overtime win over East champion Hafter. Standing in their way will be the defending champions Frisch. The Cougars, 1-0 winners over SAR in last year's final, walked away with a victory by the same score last night to head back to the championship game. Heading outdoors to the diamond and boys softball, where the favorites ruled the week. Top seed Hillel blanked TABC 4-0 and will advance to take on Netzach HaTorah, winner of the 4-5 contest over Heichal HaTorah by the same score. On the other side of the bracket, number 2 Darche Torah squeaked by Hafter 8-7, but will move on to face YDE, winners of an easier contest, a 10-3 victory over May, ending the Eagles' hopes of heading back to the finals. Finally, in baseball, a crushing defeat for the East top seed DRS Wildcats, who are unable to keep the Kushner Cobras from steamrolling them 17-7. The 4-4 Cobras advance to the semis and will be joined by Frisch, 2-0 winners over TABC in the last Route 4 rivalry matchup of the year, and Heschel, who doubled up Hillel 6-3 to return to the semifinals, and the SAR Sting, 10-0 winners over Hafter last night. The Cobras are the only new face to the semifinals, preventing a repeat of last year's Final Four by knocking out DRS. Starting next week, we'll hand out hardware and begin the countdown to the wrap-up of the 2023-2024 sports year. And that was your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weisselberg.